I want to talk about, again, resurrection. Hallelujah. Walking in the light of resurrection life and power. Walking where? In the light. Walking in the light of it. Hallelujah. Paul said in the book of Philippians, by way of review, 3:9-10, I'm not going to go through all that again. You got the scripture there, but I want to look back at it again, because I want to talk to you this morning for what remaining time that I have. He said, be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law. When your righteousness comes from somewhere else, it's no good. But be found in him. Not having your own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. The righteousness of God, which is where? By faith. That I may know him. That's the point I want to get to. That I may know him. I want to know who him. Jeremiah, so we're going to pick up with our text today, Jeremiah 9:23. Jeremiah, listen to it. This I say, thus saith the Lord, rather. Let not the wise man glory, what? In his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might. Hello. Nor let the rich man glory in his what? Riches. But let him who glories glory in this, that he understand and know me, that I may know him. Keep going. That I am the Lord, exercising what? Loving kindness and judgment and righteousness in the earth. What does he exercise? Loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness where? In the earth. For in these I delight, says who? The Lord. Now give me that same text in the Message Bible. God Message. Don't let the wise brag of their wisdom. Don't let the hero brag of their exploits. Don't let the rich brag of their riches. If you brag, brag of this and this only. I'm going to read that again. If you brag, do what? Brag of this only. That you, what? Understand and know me. I am God, and I act in loyal love. I do what is right, and I set things right and fair, and delight in those who do the same things. These are mine. These are my trademarks, God decreed. There have been false information been passed from one generation to another. It gotten over in the church. And people have taken church to be a game. Not a lifestyle, just a game you play. I do it when I want to. If I don't want to, I do what I want to do. But he said what? Hallelujah. He said, I am God. I act in loyal love, right? I do what's right and set things what? Right and fair. Paul said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Are you with me so far? And he said that right and fair, and delight in those things are those who do the same thing. God finds his delight in those who do the same thing, that I may know him, the power of his resurrection. Hello? That I may what? Know him. God have set things right with us. And he does what is right and fair. He doesn't cheat. He doesn't manipulate. He doesn't act unkind. He always does what is good. Am I right? He said, this is my trademark. God's decree. You can depend on God doing what's right about you, for you, and through you, when you yield to him. Amen. And Paul said, I want to know him now that he's been raised from the dead. This power that outflows from his resurrection, what kind of effect does it have on my everyday life? My going out, my coming in, my interacting with people, friends, loved ones, members, household. This power, does it have the ability to call my action to be in line with the will of God? Where what I do will bring to the people I interact with blessing, increase them, and help them to become all that God has called them to be. I want to know him so my life will be that supplying joint that will give out to those that I'm connected with the kind of strength, the kind of durability, the kind of stick with it, the kind of skill, the kind of knowledge that will impact them to become the best that they can be. I want to know him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.